Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means we are joined by Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Real interesting story. It has to do with the Glimmerglass Opera and Cooperstown, and they have done a series of performances at Attica.
Yes, well, apparently, 4 or 5 years ago, Francesca Zambello, the director of the Glimmerglass Festival, saw a documentary on life in Attica and thought that perhaps opera could make a contribution to the lives of the men there. She spoke with the warden, and in 2015, a group from Glimmerglass here in Cooperstown performed Macbeth. Last year, selections from La Boheme. And then a couple of weeks ago, singers performed selections from Porgy and Bess, which will be one of the offerings here this summer at the opera. Francesca told a reporter, as you can imagine, David, there's extremely high security. Every prop needs to be examined. The bobby pins have to be rubber-tipped. No staples in any paper, no ballpoint pens. So, of course, you know, the many people are serving life sentences there, so have nothing to lose. Now, you know, not everybody can go. There are 2,500 inmates, and you actually earn attendance by good behavior. About 200 people each have seen these various performances. And to everybody's surprise, they've turned out to be huge hits. We're quoting Francesca saying, they just cheered and cheered. They tell us things like, I didn't even know I liked opera. And even though I couldn't understand what they were saying, I could feel the story. And apparently you can see them crying. They have questions. Francesca says they're very moved by the experience. So one of our local pastors, Elsie Rhodes, from the local Presbyterian church, actually attended this particular class and participated. And apparently a lot of the songs are just kind of plug in the lives of the inmates, and they start rethinking some of the life choices that they made. And there have been some other positive spin-offs. One prisoner, William, according to Francesca, was so inspired that he started his own theater troupe, Third Prison from the Sun. So I'm helping wherever I can, Francesca said. Another inmate said that he's looking forward to his eventual release. One of the first things he plans to do is to attend an opera at Glimmerglass. So this apparently is something very positive manifestation of our opera that's been operating here in, on the shores of Otsego Lake since the 1960s. And as I mentioned to you, David, this is kind of timely because a week from this Friday, the season begins. And yes, Porgy and Bess is being performed. Oklahoma, Handel's Xerxes, a Donizetti opera. In early August, Scalia Ginsburg is going to be presented in a special performance. And the following week, on the 13th, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to visit. So there's quite a season shaping up, and it just goes to show that it's more than just music. It's really becoming sort of a cultural and social facility, not just in the Cooperstown area, but upstate. So if anyone's inspired, hop on Route 20, come on over and experience the opera if you haven't before. And I think your listeners would find it a very worthwhile experience.
Of course, it makes me think of the iconic scene in the movie The Shawshank Redemption, where the prisoner plays opera to the whole prison.
Yes, absolutely.
We've been talking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com, where you can go to find this story and much more. Jim, thanks.
Thank you, David.